Yes, indeed. That is Princess Leia's stolen Death Star plans, put together by a terrifically talented duo that call themselves Palette Swap Ninja. One of them joining us on the phone right now, Jude Kelly. Welcome to Dantown.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Oh, man, I have to tell you, this music is so good. It's so fun. I know it had to be a ton of work, but to hear that final product turn out as well as it has, it's got to be fulfilling.
Yeah, it's been a real blast. We've been working on it for about 5 years, off and on, and we didn't really have much of a time limit on it. We just wanted, you know, to make it as good as we could make it, and yeah, just the reception we've gotten has been overwhelming, to say the least.
And this is not your first effort. You and your partner Dan have been doing this for a while. Can you give us a little background on the group?
Yeah, sure. So I met Dan Amrich when I was living out in California, I think around 2003 or so. And we had both recently joined an 80s tribute, kind of an 80s cover band, if you can believe it. You know, we were playing things like Michael Jackson and Madonna and all that sort of stuff on stage. And he and I just kind of got talking about doing a side project, and we spent a lot of time riding in the car together. I'd give him a ride home after practice. And we both really liked Weird Al a lot, and we both liked video games a lot. So we ended up doing a lot of material that was parody music, but about video game culture earlier on.
Yeah, and that's where the name came from. Can you explain what Palette Swap Ninja is all about?
Yeah, so it's a really geeky name, and it's a video game reference. You know, there was a video game called Mortal Kombat that was very popular back in the 90s. And the developers of that game made a ninja character, and you know, they spent a lot of time motion capturing an actor and you know, getting him to work. And then they decided, hey, if we just take his bandana and we change it from yellow to blue, we could have a whole other character. We could turn Scorpion into Sub-Zero. So those characters are essentially palette-swapped ninjas, and that's where we took the band name from. That was Dan's idea, by the way.
And I also understand part of your love of video games is restoring some classic games.
Yeah, actually, that's one of my hobbies. I like to sort of collect and fix up old games, you know, like Pac-Man. And I do have a Star Wars machine in the basement there. So, yeah, that's been a lot of fun for me over the years, fixing those things up.
Well, obviously, when it comes to geek culture, doesn't get much bigger than Star Wars. What inspired you to combine Star Wars and the Beatles?
Well, initially, Dan and I were thinking about an entirely different trajectory. We were thinking about taking a Who album and using it to describe a movie called The King of Kong, which was about competitive arcade gaming.
I love that movie. It's great.
Yeah, it is a great movie. And we were thinking about putting it to Tommy, which is a great Who album. But we were all having lunch down in Boston at the Penny Arcade Expo, and Dan's wife, Katrin, who also features prominently in this project, she was walking with us to lunch, and she said, you guys are crazy. No one's going to appreciate that stuff. No one knows what that is. You guys need to take something big like Star Wars and mash it up with like the Beatles or something like that. And so Dan and I just looked at each other. The three of us went to lunch, and we started sketching out the album on napkins. We were like, waiter, more napkins, please.
Well, so it took you, what, about 5 years to put it all together?
Yeah, and, you know, we're both working, you know, full-time jobs, and I'm, you know, I've got three children, and so it wasn't the only thing we were doing during those 5 years, but it did take quite a bit of time. I think Dan spent at least a year really trying to hash out the lyrics. He did the majority of the lyrics on the album. And he wanted to make sure that he could make it all the way through with the lyrics before we started to spend the time in our home studios kind of, you know, putting the tracks down.
We're talking with Jude Kelly of Palette Swap Ninja. Well, parody, to be good, you have to know the source material, and clearly you guys have that down. But the music's also got to be good, and it's really terrific. We played the opening cut to start us off, and I want to move ahead a little bit and listen to track number two. And I didn't know this was you singing when we played some of it the other day, because
yes,
we were complimenting whichever one of you it was for sounding so much like Ringo.
Well, this is the only part of the album that I was allowed to sing on. and I remember So I do the majority of the digital drums on the album. And Dan sent me an email one day and said, "Well, you know, you're gonna do the Ringo on the second track on our parody of A Little Help from My Friends." And I was like, "What?" And at that point, there's really no one else to. You know, we don't have a very deep bench in Palace Pop Ninja. There's only two of us, so it's not like it could fall on anyone else. So I gave it my best. I listened to Ringo, you know, for a long time on my commute, trying to get it right.
Well, let's give a listen here. This is track number two.
What would you think if I boarded your ship? Would you give those transmissions to me? How can this be a real consular ship? No ambassador that I can see. Oh, you're all spies with illicit help from your friends. Hey, but nice try with illicit help from your friends. You're gonna die along with all of your friends. What did you do with those plans you were sent?
I'm a diplomat from Alderaan.
You're not on a merciful mission this time.
But I'm hoping you'll believe I am.
No, cause you lie with illicit help from your friends. You're a spy with illicit help from your friends.
That is fantastic. Peace and Love. That is wonderful.
Oh, thanks. Yes, Peace and Love, sung by Darth Vader while he's choking people and threatening them and all of that sort of thing.
And, of course, one of the challenges whenever you're doing anything that's a parody of the Beatles is to do the multi-tracking that they did, and even tougher when there's only two of you to do it.
Yeah, and you know the multi-tracking of the you know the vocals. I mean, you could hear Dan singing on the harmonies there. You know, he's a very talented vocalist. Even has some training in opera, if you can believe it. And he was just a joy to work with on this whole project. And he also has a degree in audio engineering, which is also a very nice thing for us to have taken advantage of on this project.
Now, one of the songs you had to do was also one of the toughest Beatles songs. I mean, it's so tough that I think on his last tour, Paul McCartney finally did it live for the first time. How difficult was it to do your parody of Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite?
Oh, Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite. Well, it was one I was really excited about. I mean, I can remember one summer when my sister Sheridan and I just listened to that track over and over. I was really obsessed with it, and she was very patient for me to sort of like listen to it in the car all the time. So I was really excited about it, but there is a lot going on in that track. There's a lot of organ, a lot of accordion, a lot of you know, kind of carnival pipes and things like that going on. So that one took a long time, and we just sort of kept adding to it. It's sort of like kind of an overstuffed sandwich at the end. And we kind of got to a point where, like, well, can we fit anything else in here? And Dan said, well, no, I think we're done. I think we're done with this one.
Well, let's give a little listen to it and see.
Need to get off world alive, so join me in this wretched hive of villainy. The ships for hire will all be there, though I suggest that you beware this canteen. Filled with men and monsters, crooks and fighters, and live entertainment, but no droids. 3PO, you need to go and wait outside. Walrus and his ugly friend are bragging that they're wanted men, and you'll be dead. But if they try to do you harm, I'll strike them down, cut off an arm of theirs instead. I guess they've never seen a Jedi or a real lightsaber in this bar. And of course, my power source comes from the Force.
So, well, you just had a calliope sitting around somewhere you could access?
Well, we use a lot of digital instruments, like software instruments in Palette Swap Ninja. But I did have an accordion. My mom bought me an accordion like 10 years ago. And I've just been kind of hauling it around ever since. Like, what am I going to do with an accordion? And so, yeah, I'm actually playing a real accordion on that if you listen closely to some of the parts.
That's fantastic. We're talking with Jude Kelly, Palette Swap Ninja. You've got a great website where people can access the music, get some gear as well, and learn more about you guys.
Yeah, we're over at PaletteSwapNinja.com, and you know that's where you can download the entire album for free. And if you want to see us on YouTube, we're at bit.ly/StarWarsBeatles. And you can see some of the tracks that we've heard here mashed up with some really well-edited video. And my hats go off to Katrin Ouch for putting together those videos for us. I think that's really how a lot of people are choosing to see the project.
Your timing impeccable on this. Of course, the other day was May 4th. May the 4th be with you. But also got a couple of big anniversaries for both the movie and the album.
Yeah, that's right. We're coming up on the 50th anniversary of Star Wars, if you can believe it. Oh, actually, sorry, 40th anniversary of Star Wars, and then the 50th anniversary of Sgt. Pepper as an album.
And let's listen to one more track if we can. It's track 9, AA23, the parody of When I'm 64. And you got a little family help from this one, I understand.
Yeah, I did. Actually, my sister Casey Ellis, who lives in Brunswick, soon to be moving to Freeport, she provided some additional clarinet help on this one.
All right, let's give a listen.
Now that we've hidden under the floor, what do we do now? Maybe we could overtake the scanning crew, dress up like some stormtroopers too. Check the computer, Leia is here, we should set her free. Despite Han's objection, let's head to detention, AA23. Let's use the Wookiee, put him in cuffs, then we'll walk right in. We'll be dressed like troopers so they'll let us through. If they don't, then here's what we'll do. Take out the cameras, shoot up the room, and find our detainee. They won't be expecting what's happening next in AA23. I'll go find the girl while you come up with an excuse for the fight. If it's not too weird, Say the weapon's blue. If they're not fooled, just say short as stormtroopers go, but my name is Luke. You'll be glad to know I'm here to rescue you. Come with me, I've got your R2. This is some rescue, now we're pinned down. Which way can we flee? By shooting the grating, you stop the debating in AA23.
That is AA23, Palette Swap Ninja. That is so good, Jude. That is awesome.
Yes, our parody of When I'm 64, which is one of my favorite Beatles songs.
So have you heard anything from either George Lucas or Yoko or any of them?
Well, George Lucas and Yoko have been strangely silent, but if you can believe it, we did get a shout-out from Mark Hamill, who played Luke Skywalker in the Star Wars saga.
Oh, that's fantastic.
He's a huge Beatles fan, and he's gone on to do a lot of cool stuff in his career too, notably the voice of the Joker in the Batman animated series. But I can remember waking up one morning and seeing that he had actually posted about our project on Twitter, and he actually liked it. And I was just floored. I was blown away that, you know, here's one of my childhood heroes, posting about our project. I was stunned.
Yeah, I'm not surprised that he stumbled across it, as active as he is on social media, because you guys have been getting a lot of play out there on Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah,
I've seen it popping up in a lot of places.
Yeah, it really has started to kind of snowball. I was really surprised when we showed up on NPR and and then, you know, just some of the other, you know, there's a lot of the sort of kind of the Star Wars and the kind of the nerd culture websites that have picked us up as well. So we were kind of shocked. We thought, well, you know, maybe a few people like it. You know, we did an album this time because we wanted to produce something with maybe a little bit more reach, a little bit more impact. And I think we underestimated how much impact this was going to have on sort of the Star Wars and the Beatles fans.
You've struck a nerve, no doubt about that. It's wonderful work, Palette Swap Ninja. Check them out online on the website and everywhere. It's so good. Jude Kelly, congratulations on terrific work, and thanks for talking about it with us this afternoon.
Rich, thanks for having me on. It's an absolute pleasure.